take as long, but
the line would be, it'd be sometimes.
I said it might be, it could be.
Sometimes, yeah. But now that would not be a public road, though.
Well, you take these highways, you know, if one man owns this land on this side of this highway, 65, like you go to Marshall. If one man fixes a lane or farm on this side and just fences to the road, that's as far as he can go. And this other man, he owns this up here. Well, now, up the other side of Leslie, you know, Jack owns some on one side, somebody else on the other side. Well, if they fence up to this road, that's as far as either one of them can go. They can't cross 65, they can just go to it. Well, they just leave a lane there for 65 people to go on to.
Now, what about something in a town, along the side of the street for people to walk on, you call that?
That's a sidewalk. Mm-hmm.
And now, this next part's about expressions that people would say. Like, if you went to somebody's house and you knocked the door and nobody answered, they'd say, well,
he's not at home today.
And if
he's not here, he's not home, he's gone fishing or something like that.
And if you went to town and you saw somebody that you hadn't seen for a long time, well, you might come home and say, guess who I ran
into today?
You're so good.
Or across. Maybe you'd say you run across.
You'd say it either
but
way.
But either way, it all meant the same. Or met up with. Guess who I met up with in town today? But anyway, whatever expression you used, it all meant, guess who I saw in town today?
That's all the same thing. Now, if a child was given the same name, for example, as if you had given one of your girls the same name as your sister, let's say, you'd say, well, I named her
after, which I did do.
And you did that. Yeah, I thought you.
Janetta's named after her grandmother, and Margie's named after my sister, Jessie Margie.
Jessie was one of the twins.
Jessie Margie.
Now, when you drink coffee and you don't put anything in it, you say that you drink it
black. And I don't.
And you don't. What do you do?
I put cream in it.
And
no sugar, though.
So you.
But people that don't use either one, you know. Like you go to the restaurant, you know, I want a cup of coffee. Well, how do you want it? I want it black.
Well, how do you say you want it when you
They ask me how I want coffee, I say I want cream. That's what I drink my coffee first to get the milk. But now, sweetened coffee is one thing I never could come.
I don't like the sugar.
I never could.
I don't like it either. I don't like it at all. Now, if you didn't want to go to a town by yourself, and you might say, well, come on and go
with me. I don't want to go alone.
And let's see. And if a person, you saw somebody and he wasn't going away from you, you'd say that person was coming
towards me. Towards me. They was coming towards me when I saw them first.
Now, I don't know whether you ever knew people do this, but if somebody had a dog and they wanted it to attack another dog or another person, what would they say to that?
Well, they generally say shake him, because it's all depends on the way the dog's been trained up. If he's been trained up to when you say shake him, or get him, then he charges. Some people just says get him now, but used to, the older days, I think they used the word shake him more so than anything else.
Well, now, a mixed breed dog, you call that it's not one particular breed, it's just all mixed up breeds, you call that
Just call them a...